Oh, yeah. It's been so long since I've seen him. I had to ask his name again. Adam hasn't been here for a while. You've been out playing soccer, haven't you?
Yep.
Yeah, we've missed you. And Katie and Glenn, good morning. How is everybody?
Good.
I have a question for you. If you had to leave home and you could only take one thing with you, what would it be? Tough question. Didn't think it was going to be that tough. What's your most prized possession? You ever heard that phrase? Your prized possession, the thing you prize the most, that would be the greatest thing you had when you left? Besides Mom and Nicole and your, I know you'd grab
trophy.
Noah. Yeah.
Trophy.
Hmm?
Trophy.
A trophy? Trophy? You'd grab a trophy? How about you? Got anything that's your prized possession?
Probably just my iPod.
Your iPod? I can see that. I probably get my phone, you know.
My iPod too.
Your iPod too. Maybe you should ask Pastor Kyle. You got any prized possession you grab on your way out the door?
Probably some family pictures.
Family pictures. Those are prized possessions. I have some prized possessions too. One of them I wear around my neck every day. Never take it off. This was Steve's mom's cross. He gave it to me when she passed away, and I never take it off. That's one of my prized possessions. Of course, I guess I wouldn't have to grab it if I had it on. So. And one of my other prized possessions I brought with me this morning to show you, this was my grandparents' Bible. If you looked at it real closely, you'd see that it's been used a lot. And in the back of it, every time my grandfather read it through, he made a note of the day that he read it through, and there's a lot of them. But that's one of my prized possessions. That's one thing I would grab on my way out the door. Yeah, I got all kinds of things in it that I keep. And today we're talking about prized possessions in the Bible. And in the story of Jesus, when he had dinner with Mary and Martha and Lazarus, remember Lazarus? Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. We talked about Lazarus before. Jesus was invited to their home to have dinner. And during that evening, they made supper, and Martha served supper, and Lazarus sat at the table with Jesus and his disciples, and Mary, who was Lazarus' sister, sat right there at the feet of Jesus. And while he was talking and she was listening, she got out a bowl of a most wonderful smelling perfume. And perfume was very expensive at that time. And she got this bowl of perfume out and she wiped Jesus' feet with it. And then she dried them with her hair. Now, I bet her hair smelled really good. But she used this perfume to wash Jesus. And it says in the Bible that at that point, Judas, remember Judas? We've talked about him a bit lately, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Judas said, "Why is she using that costly perfume to wash Jesus' feet when she could have sold it and given a lot of money to the poor?" Now, I got to tell you that the Bible also says Judas didn't really care about the poor. He was just using that as an excuse to ask why Mary was using that expensive perfume. The Bible even tells us that Judas didn't really care about the poor because he was pretty much of a thief himself. That he stole money whenever he got a chance. But he was more concerned about why somebody else was using their prized possession to wash Jesus' feet. And the Bible says Jesus told him, "Leave her alone." Anybody ever tell you, "Leave her alone"? Nope. I bet Mom has. Jesus said, "Leave her alone because she has kept that perfume for the day of my burial." You see, it wasn't very long after that they crucified Jesus, and he knew that was coming. I don't know And the Bible doesn't tell us if Mary had any inkling that that day was coming. But Jesus knew, and Jesus said, "Leave her alone. She has kept this for my burial, because the poor will always be around, but I will not. I will be leaving you." And we know now, that Jesus knew he was going to be leaving earth. And Mary was showing Jesus that to her, he was worth her most prized possession.
Mine too.
Yeah, yours too, huh? Yeah, ours too. And Jesus asks us even today, he doesn't want our iPods or our trophies or our cell phones or my necklace or the Bible. What he wants is our most prized possession of us. We are his most prized possession. And he wants us to acknowledge that and have him in our life every day. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus, for his teachings, for the way that he tells us how to live our life, for his death on the cross that he gave for our debt, and for our everlasting life that he promises if we give him our most prized possession. Help us to walk in the ways that you have planned for us each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.